Welcome back, guys. How's everyone's week been? Hopefully everyone had a great week. This week, we had a bit of a rejection. I was really gutted, kicked in the teeth. I finally, after a week trying to get hold of this person for a unit for where I live, so I could start breeding the animals and everything, so I could get a lot more animals in to breed. They actually said no about it, which was a gutting. But instead of working on plan A, we will be working on plan B, which is no big deal. We still can work with plan A with plan B, which is okay, but it'd be back to front. Doesn't matter, at least we're still on the journey where we need to be and we're still stepping forward. That is the main goal here for our adventure, is moving forward, expanding very, very slow. Each year we're gonna add a little bit by little. So it's no big drama at the moment. By next year, by the end of next year, I would like to have at least a unit or a shop so I can start doing what I need to do with my big, big projects. I can't do anything yet until we've got them. But I'm so excited over this. Everything's an adventure. You don't know where you're going to end up. Obviously, you always have drawbacks like I have, but that's the whole fun of this. The animals are doing really well. Obviously, I've got more African land snails, albino land snails, up for sale. If you guys are interested, let me know on Facebook. Same profile picture and everything. As you notice, my profile picture now on here has changed, same as the writing on it. Instead of Reptile Discoveries Keep Discovering, now it's Reptiles Discoveries Off the Record. Reason why I'm doing that is because next year I'm planning on doing an extra podcast during the week. So I've got a Sunday one, which is always going to be there, and I've got a Wednesday one, which I can't wait to use as well. It's taken me some time to think of the right thing, 7 months. Obviously, I've been doing this podcast a year. Like last year, I started it all up. Everything takes time, adding extra things on and stuff like that. So yeah, it's all exciting times. Obviously, next year, I will start in the next 3-4 months, start preparing for next year's podcast. So I'm ahead of myself a little bit. We are going to go on to a little bit more in depth about the animals on one of the days, and the other day we'll be catching up what we're up to and everything else and stuff like that. So you get a bit of both worlds a lot more then, seeing what we're up to and everything else. Hopefully Sophie will join us on one of them every now and then. At the moment, she's been very, very busy in the background doing her own stuff and everything else. So you have to put up with me for now. In the future, I wouldn't mind breeding. Obviously, you guys know that I want to breed anyway, but I want to breed a lot more the smaller animals, get the notified out there, get them out there breeding, people buying and stuff like that. Get my name out there. I want to do some free shows, like go to schools and stuff like that. I need to get insurance for all this, just in case one of the animals gets out, maybe bites the child, whips the child like Buddy my iguana, something like that. So I'm insured. Hopefully nothing like that will happen. My animals are pretty good. But yeah, it's a lot of involvement with stuff like that. It's stuff that I need to get, like a microphone and a portable speaker with headphones and a mic, stuff like that, so people out in the public can hear me a bit more. And yeah, you can get my drift, like where I'm trying to go with this. I'm dead excited over that as well. I'm be very, very nervous. It'd be more of an indoor thing, but the microphone, that will help me get people settled down. And obviously I want to do parties and a lot more stuff like that as well. Like, we're going on to a little bit about breeding now. It's not like what people think, like it takes up to 6 months to breed snakes and that. It's quite a while to do. It's a lot of energy and stuff like that to put in with, and obviously I need to buy new stuff, new tubs, I need to build more racking and everything else. So you can imagine, like, there is going to be so much money being pumped into this project, it's unreal. And obviously I want to breed so many animals. Obviously the female snakes you only can breed once a year. I know people that's done breed them twice a year, but that is very, very dangerous on the animal. I wouldn't recommend it, and it's stupid if you do that, because it's money in orientated, and I think that's very bad, because at the end of the day they are your animals, they are your pets, and you shouldn't do it. If you want to breed the way you want to breed, go out and buy more snakes, female snakes, to do it. Like, what is wrong with people? Yeah, I need to set up my incubator, get a thermostat in there, heat mat, and a couple shelves in. That won't take too long to buy. That'd be about around £100 to £150 to do all that. Yeah, around that mark, so it's not too expensive really, and I will get my money back within no time. With the electric, I don't know how much that's going to cost, because obviously I found out the electric's going to go up again in the next couple months, then again in January, I believe. So that is a bit of a mick take, but there we go. But I am looking into, I think I said it in my last podcast, about a solar system, not too attached to your roof. It's like a portable solar system. So I'm looking into stuff like that, and I'm gonna go from there. That I don't know much about them. I know it's possible you can do it, but I don't know how big and a voltage and stuff like that. I'm not too sure about that, but I will in the next couple of months start researching into all that as well. Obviously you guys realize that I have so much to research in what I need to do. If I get stuck, I know there's quite a few people out there that if I pick them up and bring to mind for a day, I'll give them a bit of money. They can show me and tell me things, or if I just ring up and show them over a phone, video call, I'm pretty sure they will teach me in the ways that I'm not too sure about that way. At the moment, I have been speaking to a couple of people about solar systems, because they ones who like to save money in their jobs, but they ain't got a clue about them at the moment. But they are trying to get hold of people that they do know for me to do it all. Like I say, everything takes time, guys, and we will get there. And the amount of money we will save on solar panels will be brilliant. More money for us to work on more projects. The more projects we get, the more money we get in, the more stuff we can get in. The more stuff, the bigger the business and stuff like that. So everything's like a recycle thing. So the more you guys help us out by buying our animals and stuff like that, we can get bigger and better, and there's more content out there, and I can easily get my staff into the podcast as well if they want to be in it. That'd be quite cool to listen to their side of stories as well, what they've run into. We will be bringing Trigger back with her partner John some point in the year, because they've got quite a lot of stories what they've told me, which I'm looking forward to as well. But they're away at the moment. Obviously, they live out in America. But I said to them, I'll leave them to enjoy their holiday, and we start talking about the podcast and that when they get back, for when they're ready. But everything is brilliant. I'm excited about all this. Big projects. I think I said on my last podcast as well, guys, that 1st of September, all my new merchandise will be out. Me and Sophie have started working on it already. As you've seen on the social media, we have got more merch coming. But hold tight, guys. We will be putting more pictures up when it's a couple days before the launch, with all the prices as well. it's exciting times for us, but it's nervous as well. Definitely when I will be hopefully leaving my job and doing all of this full time. It'll be a lot more stress for me doing it full time, but it'd be fun. I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it. So that is the main thing on all of this as well. And hopefully I would like to see all you guys at the shop looking around and asking questions and stuff like that. That'd be amazing for you guys to come along and that as well. The two things that I do want to start breeding pretty much straight away when my incubator is up and running is obviously my snakes and the geckos. I've got a couple people that would want to have a snake and a couple of my geckos already. I do want to breed my scorpion as well because I want to get at least four or five other scorpions. I probably might rake it around six, seven. I've got one already, so it'd be probably seven. Then I'll be breeding them as well. That'd be quite cool. I know a little bit about them, like breeding wise, because obviously they have to stay on the mother's back until I think it's 2 weeks. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that, until you have to get them off before the mother starts eating them, and we don't want that, guys. Then obviously I want to get a couple frogs. I don't know, to get dart frogs or green tree frogs. I'll probably end up getting two and breed them as well. I need to make a little pond inside for them to lay the tadpoles. I can't wait for that as well, so we have a lot more babies on the way, and we will have a nice little variety. The first year of breeding, it'll be just the geckos and the snakes, so I know what I'm doing. Then after that, I will be let loose pretty much and breeding whatever I can within reason. If I know they're a sell, I will breed them as well. So all I need to do now is pull myself back. Obviously we know what I need to do breeding, but I can't do anything right now until I've got myself some type of shop or unit. The shop will bring, if I've got my own shop, then I don't need to worry about paying other people to bring animals in, because I will be breeding a lot of them myself, so everyone will know what they'll be getting from the shop will be from me and me only. I do want to breed my own rats and mice. I will be sending them in the shop, but obviously I will be putting them down. I won't have anyone around me when I do it, because not a lot of people like Sophie don't like that type of thing, and I can understand why, because it's a pet. And I've had rats as pets as well, and it will be heartbreaking, but people need to look at it as it's food, it's a circle of life, and you still treat every animal that you're going to put down to sleep in a nice way possible, with a lot of respect. I've got cockroaches, mealworms and everything like that. Everyone don't care about them, I just throw them in. But you still need to treat that animal with respect, end of day. Because it's still a live thing. And I've known people that I've seen videos where people's put the rats and the mice in a bucket, chucked them in, let them drown. And it's horrible. Why would you put an animal like that? It's very, very distressing for them. Let them fall asleep, gas them nicely, like in a nice way, and they just fall asleep. Don't stress them out, because that's not nice. How would you like it if you was drowning? You wouldn't. So I would rather have the animal put down to sleep in a nice way as possible. I know people from America, they give their mice and rats live, but over in the UK we don't, because a lot of this animal rights and everything like that, plus it's more danger of the mouse or rat getting eaten, biting the animal. So that's how, why we do it as well. Yeah, so I'll be looking into breeding my mice and rats as well, getting quite a few colonies up. In the long run, I'll probably be having at least, I don't know, between 5 to 10 colonies of each. I'm not too sure yet. Depends how much the shop will be selling them as well. But that's for a whole different time, that part. I need to get a shop first. But it's all exciting times. It's all money that I can easily get back if I'm breeding them myself as well. I think as well, I need to look it up, that there's only so much I can breed as well a year if I've got a shop. I'm not too sure. I do need to look it up, but that's what I've got told. So I need to research into all that as well. I will be getting a dangerous license for animals, so I can have a caiman, maybe some vipers, king cobras, stuff like that. Push my luck, push the boundaries, and yeah, I won't get them animals out for people. Obviously, these animals will be respected. They'll be double locked in a double door, stuff like that. So there's no way of that animal getting out at all. Obviously, I know king cobras can get like 16 foot long, so that's pretty massive. 16 foot, so you can imagine how big the enclosure will be for that snake, and it will have to be snake proof. King cobras is one of the intelligent snakes, and so yeah, we have to be very careful in that, and I want to make their enclosures very natural much as possible. So there's a lot of work into these enclosures as well, because it won't be cheap. These cages will be very, very expensive. So yeah, so opening up a shop won't be cheap, guys. We will be looking into prices for everything as well. So that's in the near future, hopefully. What I'll probably be doing as well, I'll probably, like, every now and then bring some animals out to parties and everything, like I said earlier in a podcast as well. So if you're interested, let us know as well. I have been thinking about, which I put up on Facebook, that I will be doing parties or one-to-one sessions. So like, I will be coming to your house. Depends where you live in the UK as well, because I won't be going abroad with this. It'll be all in the UK. Depends whereabouts you are. It depends on the pricing. So say if you want me down in Kent and I'm all the way up in North, that probably cost you a good couple hundred pound. So yeah, depends what part of the country, depends how much it will be, because I will have to put in the price of the fuel and stuff like that into it. So, but you'll be getting top quality animals at your show as well. Plus, I'll be, for that amount, I will be throwing in a couple extra animals for free, stuff like that. So you get your money's worth out of that as well. There's no point having one or two animals to show at a kid's party when you're paying, like, say, £300 and you only got two animals and it's only going to be a half an hour show to an hour. It's only so much you can talk about. So I would be throwing in a lot of animals, and we'd be going from there, guys. Right, guys, it's coming up to the end of the show. Obviously, before I go, next year when I do my two podcasts, one will be between 20 to half an hour long, and the other day, say it's a Sunday, it'd be half hour to an hour long. So you get half hour to from one day and half hour to an hour the other day. So I think that'd be enough time really, guys, for you guys, because if you're out traveling on the road and it's enough time for you to listen through all of the way through the podcast and stuff like that. Right, guys, I'm gonna make a move. Hopefully you guys will enjoy the new podcast what's coming along. eventually next year in that, and everything else. And hopefully you enjoy listening to the podcast as well. I appreciate everything you guys do, like listen to my podcast, likes and comments on all my social medias. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you guys, and good luck, and I'll see you or hear you next week. Goodbye from now, and thank you so much.